A few weeks ago, I received a call from a HDB seller to market her HDB flat. As usual, I will try to find out a little more, like the type of flat she is staying, to where is she moving to? Well, the usual questions. Here, she told me she had plans to relocate to join her siblings, who is currently outstationed. I asked, why she want to sell her flat then? She can easily just rent out her flat for rental income. But she told me that today prices is good. She can easily cash out $350,000 or even more for the humble 2-room HDB flat. Yes, I agree. I did some simple calculation for her. If she rent out her HDB flat at $2,500 per month, she can technically collect $30,000 in rental annually. Multiply it by 12 years. She can break even with $360,000 in rental. This excludes the remaining 80 years still on his lease. Even GIC can't even find this kind of return. Here, I explained to her, since she has never been to that country before, it's wise to rent out first. Monitor the situation. If needed be, she can still return back to Singapore into the comfort of her own home. If she really want to settle there for good, she can plan to sell it later on. What's the rush? Correct or not? Sadly, she texts me to cancel our upcoming appointment. She explained that she prefers to sell instead to rent it out. And most probably, she will have engaged another agent to do the marketing too. Here, I'm always sincere in my approach. If they really want to doubt me, doubt my professionalism, doubt my integrity, so be it. But if you are her, what will you do? Will you sell or rent it out first? Here, I can't help. Deep in my heart, the story she shared don't really tally. Could she be scammed? Well, I don't know. That message was the last I heard of her. Hope I'm wrong.